close your eyes if they're not already. And I just want you to notice how your body feels with your eyes closed. Taking the time to really, really tune in. Today is all about tuning in to tune out with everything that might be going on in the mind and in the body and in your surroundings. So just take this moment to give yourself a nice little check-in. How does my body feel? What thoughts are coming up? How is my breath? And as we close the eyes, as we go a little bit deeper, and as we take a deep, deep breath in, and then we exhale, we sigh it out. Another deep breath in through the nose. Open the mouth. Exhale, let it go. Another deep, deep breath in through the nose. Open the mouth. Exhale, let it go. And as you continue to take deep, deep breaths in, and as you continue to sigh it out, let it go, I would love you to just notice how the other senses turn on. How you notice the smells around you. How you notice the sounds around you. And just notice how the senses turn on. And the more that you can turn on the senses, the more that you can really trust the breath. And the more that you can let go, the more that you can trust, the more that your body relaxes into slowing down. And now that you're kind of really tuned in to the body and just letting that breath flow, I want you to picture the sandiest, whitest beach you've ever seen. The sand is so soft. Feels like baby powder when you walk on it. You're laying in a beautiful chair, very comfortable, with your feet in the warm sand. Your eyes are closed and you just feel the sun shining on your body. You feel the heart beating in your chest. You hear the birds chirping and the waves crashing. And your body's at your ideal temperature. You feel so relaxed that you're at that point where you're almost sleeping, but you're still awake enough to smell the fresh ocean, to feel the sand in between your toes, and to hear your world around you. You're in this spot, your favorite warm place. And you're just so grateful. Your heart is pouring out with happiness. You're just feeling so good in the body. And you're noticing how the breath is just taking those deep breaths in and letting go. and it's just calming the body down, and you're so present. So present that nothing can get in the way of you feeling as amazing, healthy, vibrant, loved as you do right now in this moment. And just continue to breathe, and you can continue to stay in this space. Continue to love your body, your toes, the breath, the thoughts, everything that makes you who you are. And just continuing to let go. You can stay here for our session tonight. Stay here at this beautiful beach, on your private beach where no one else is there, with your eyes closed as we continue to dive a little bit deeper into thriving in our bodies and what that feels like. Whatever makes you feel really good right now in your body in this moment is exactly where you should be. So I'm going to unmute people so we can have a chat, but if you could please, if you're not going to chat, please mute your line so there's no, like, random background noise, and just stay very in with the breath, in with the breathing meditation, and feel that warmth of that sand from my East Coast peeps. So I'm really excited to be here with you ladies tonight for our third group session, and it's been such a pleasure speaking with you ladies during the week. I've really loved emailing with you and texting and talking on the phone, so please continue to check in. I know we're not all on Facebook, so please let me know how you're doing, how you're feeling, and I just wanted to start off tonight with just checking in to see how everyone's doing. Would love to hear. I know we talked a little bit last week about our body story. We did a lot of journaling, and just wanted to do a little quick check-in. So anyone that feels comfortable sharing how you're feeling today, maybe something positive that happened this past week that you noticed that is a little bit different than something in the past, I would love to hear anything that you would like to share. So I'm opening it up for a few moments for anyone that would like to talk.
Okay, I'll share. I'm feeling really good. And what I've noticed, particularly this past week, is that I'm getting more in tune with how I feel when I eat things that aren't, that just aren't settling right with me, because I've eliminated so many things from my diet. So I've really noticed that, like, I actually made the coconut, your recipe?
The macaroons?
Yeah, the macaroons, and they really didn't sit right with me, even though they were really good. It was like they didn't sit right with me. And just, you know, a few other things that just through trial and error, I'm noticing how things don't feel good in my, like, in my stomach. And, you know, just teaching me not to maybe stay away from certain things.
Yeah. I love that. That's so important because, you know, everything that we eat, we've been kind of structured and told, like, we all should be eating the same things and all bodies thrive on the same things. And it's so important to figure out what your body really responds well to and what maybe right now doesn't work well. So that's awesome. That's, like, such an important key thing to understand, and really your body's really, really showing you what it wants and needs. So that's really great to hear. I love it. Thank you so much, Donna. I love hearing that. That's awesome. So it sounds like people are doing well. I know I talked to a few people earlier on the East Coast, and they're snowed in and just cold, so a lot of them are cooking up some of the stews and broths and things like that, where out here on the West Coast, it was like really, really warm on Saturday. So again, even people in our group are really craving different types of foods, and our bodies are really needing different types of nourishment right now. So love that you're all really, really listening to your body. And I know the food journal, we talked about this on our first session. I know that it's not the easiest thing to remember everything that you're eating, tracking it, and kind of figuring out how you feel 2 hours later. So if it's something that is you're not able to do every day, fine. But it really does sound like most of us are really understanding and really kind of making more of an effort to just think about what is working well with our body and what's not. So has anybody else made any connections between specific foods and moods and cravings so far?
Okay, well, I'll speak up again. I just had my period, and I, like, just want to eat so much sugar, and I haven't been. I've been reaching for fruit, but it's like I just want the, I just, like, feel like I want to eat the sugar and the, like, I want a sandwich on bread, and I'm not eating gluten.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so that's kind of how I've been feeling with, like, this time of the month.
Yep. With the raw cacao, have you tried that in your smoothies, or do you just try it with the macaroons that you were making?
I've just tried it with the macaroons so far.
Okay. Because it might be helpful to put it in your smoothies to help with kind of that sugar craving, intense craving that you're feeling right now. It will really help balance your body a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would start with just a little bit, you know, and just seeing how you like it, and then slowly adding a little bit more in.
Okay. I tried the gluten-free bread, and it was horrible.
Which brand did you try?
You know, I don't recall offhand. I got it at Sprouts. Maybe I need to try a different one. It was the only one they had. It was really bad.
Okay.
So,
if you would text or email me the brand, but I like Udi's and Rudy's. Those seem to taste the most like bread, the gluten-free one.
Okay.
I don't know if they're at Sprouts or not, but I definitely know they're at Whole Foods.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Awesome. And we're going to talk a little bit tonight about cravings and hormones a little bit more. I know that was definitely the module that we did this week too, but I wanted to give you even more information because this is just so important for us as women to kind of understand, like, that feeling like I have to have it right now, and what that our body's actually really asking for. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. And I applaud all of you for really doing the water challenge last week. I enjoyed seeing some of your photos and hearing how water really was making a difference. And even though we think we're drinking a lot of water, when we drink even more water, our body responds like having so much more energy, clarity. So it's really interesting, like, the more that we actually put in our body, the more our body wants more of it, and it really does help. So when you wake up in the morning, and if you're really, really feeling tired, I encourage you to drink water as soon as possible, and that's really going to help you just get that energy back in your body. And this week we're going to have another challenge because I think that they're really fun, and, you know, you don't have to do it, but I think they're really fun to kind of challenge yourself. So last week we were drinking a lot more water, and this week I want you to move your body every day. And this doesn't mean that you have to go work out for an hour or you have to do anything strenuous, but, you know, maybe it's a five-minute walk at lunch. Maybe it's doing a few yoga poses, but I would love you to try to really add movement in every single day. And, again, if you would like to post a picture on Facebook or in our private group, or if you just want to kind of share a post of what you did that day to move, but especially for everyone on the East Coast, I know it's a little more difficult to kind of get outside and get moving. So really trying some of those links that I shared with you in the first module of different things that you can do online to kind of help move your body even if it's too cold to get outside. So that's our fun challenge for the week, and we'll just be posting pictures and having fun with it. And something I want you guys to think about, because so today is kind of like our halfway point. There's 5 group sessions, 5 weeks, so it's the 3rd week, so it's kind of halfway. But I want you just to take a moment to journal, just to kind of give yourself a nice little check-in to see what has really changed since our first session together, since the first module that you got in your inbox. Like, what has really changed, like, mentally, emotionally, physically? And really, you know, that first session, going back to it, and Nicole really introducing us to feeling, like, above the line, and how when we're above the line, we have energy, we listen to our bodies, and when we dip below the line, like, what kind of causes that and how we can get back up again? And you've probably noticed in the past few weeks that a lot of it really does come from what you're putting in your body and how that really does affects your mood and things. So I just want to give us a few minutes of free journaling and just checking in and just writing down, like, what has changed in your life in the past 3 weeks. And we'll come back in a moment to share, and then we're going to dive right in into hormones. So giving yourself a little bit of time to write and explore your feelings. Okay, so welcome back. Again, if your line's not muted, please mute. And we're just going to chat. So I would love to kind of hear from anybody, anything that you've noticed, anything different that's changed in your life in the past few weeks on any sort of level.
Hello.
Hi.
So I feel that going back to the first session that we had, I definitely have been paying attention to my thinking about above and below the line, and have noticed, I can't remember exactly what she said, but it was something along the lines of how we almost put worry or put negative thoughts in our minds without them even needing to be there, like worrying about what will happen that you don't even know yet, if that makes sense at all. And I feel that I have a lot, and or almost like creating a scenario that's not even there to prepare myself, but there's no reason to do that. And it kind of opened my eyes that I have done that a lot. So I do try, or I have tried to, instead of thinking of what I don't want, I think of what I do want out of life instead.
I love
that.
I've
been journaling a lot more in that sense.
That's wonderful. I will definitely let Nicole know. That's great. Thank you. Yeah, being aware is just the first step in any healthy lifestyle, you know, being aware of our thoughts, our feelings, because that really does, I know it sounds like cliche, but the more that we pay attention to our thoughts, the more that we're in tune with our body, you know, we put different things into our body, we move our body differently when we're really in a space where we're honoring and acknowledging how our body's feeling and moving, so that's wonderful. And it's not easy either to, like, really stay above the line. You know, our brains tend to really go to that, like, not-so-great thoughts sometimes because it's just easier, you know. So it's really – I admire you for taking a time to kind of check in with yourself. So thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
So I know that we've been talking a lot about feelings, a lot about thoughts, and we're going to kind of go back to that in a little bit. But I wanted to kind of talk a little bit more about hormones, because hormones, no matter how old we are, no matter what life stage we're going through, our hormones really kind of affect us in so many different ways that I really wanted to kind of, and a lot of the conversations, side conversations I've been having with you ladies is kind of like, my body is like, if I don't have this right now, I feel like I might get extremely hangry, you know, hungry and angry combined, hangry. So I wanted to kind of go back and, like, really do, like, a nice little check-in with our hormones. And the seven things that really do affect our hormones, the seven types of foods, I guess I should say, is sugar, especially the artificial sugars, the gluten, corn, soy, peanuts, eggs, and dairy. Now, I know that sounds like a lot, and again, that's why we have our food journal, because I'm very sensitive to dairy, but gluten doesn't affect me as much as dairy, so it just depends on your body, but I was just wanting to let you know that those are like the seven things that really do kind of block our hormones and block our body from feeling the best that it can every day. And one thing that's not food is stress. So stress is, of course, no surprise there. Stress is the number one reason why our hormones are not balanced correctly, why we get sick, why we don't feel good. And we live in a very stressful environment. That's just the way that things are. So really that movement, that breathing, that meditation, anything that you can do to bring the body back into balance is so, so key and so, so essential, because stress will knock all the hormones completely out of balance, and stress is part of our life. And it's not really, you know, we talk a lot about reducing stress, decreasing it in your lives, but another important thing is really learning how to cope with stress in your life. You know, what are those triggers that cause your body to feel stressed? For me, it's having too much on my plate at once, calendar-wise. If I overbook myself, I automatically, even if there's things I really want to do and people I want to see, if I overbook, that kind of does it in my body, and that starts me worrying and feeling anxious and craving foods that I normally wouldn't crave. So really kind of in your food journals and when you're kind of exploring a little bit more in the next few weeks, really notice when you feel a little bit more stressed, how that does affect the hormones and how that affects kind of some of the cravings in your body. So I'm going to kind of go over some of the main things as women that we really crave and why we feel like we need it, so that you can kind of understand why your body's craving it, why the specific thing your body's craving, and a little healthy alternative instead of eating that Snickers bar. So the first one that I've heard a lot is coffee. I can't live without my coffee. I can't get up without my coffee. I can't move through my day without coffee. So the coffee habit is a result of adrenal fatigue. I spoke a little bit about that in Module 2, that adrenal fatigue. It's actually when your body's lacking cortisol. Cortisol is the main hormone in our body that regulates all the other hormones. And when it's lacking cortisol, when our bodies are stressed, let me back up a second. When our bodies are stressed, the cortisol kind of like drains a little bit. And that's when your body's like, I need some energy, I need some energy. Coffee is just something that our body naturally knows that gives us that energy. So when you're feeling really overwhelmed and busy, that's when your body's going to crave the coffee more. And I'm not suggesting that you go cold turkey, but something that's going to be effective and long-lasting would be a yerba mat tea instead. This is still going to give you the caffeine that your body's craving, but most of the women that I work with say that it really doesn't have the same unpleasant side effects that the regular coffee does, like that anxiety and the jittery feeling that kind of comes to fruition. After a few weeks, then you can kind of go to the non-herbal teas, which will really, really help. Maybe even like a holy basil tea, any of those herbal teas, like lemon, gingers, and things like that. And eventually just giving your body some warmth and nourishment might really help. And then when you're super, super craving that, maybe having that yerba mat tea instead. So that's kind of like you're needing it because your adrenals are feeling a little tired because the body's lacking cortisol. And a good alternative is starting with a less high doses of caffeine in a tea and then going to some of those herbal teas. Like a peppermint tea would be great because peppermint, the smell of it, is very energizing. Peppermint also helps with digestion, which helps with bloating. So just some like good alternatives with that. And I know that not every one of us is like really a coffee drinker, but most of us kind of fuel our energy with the coffee. Second one that been hearing a lot lately is chocolate. All of us crave chocolate all the time. You know, my module last week was talking about chocolate too. And the two things, the lack of magnesium and iron, which we talked about, and that's how the raw cacao actually has that in it. And it also is the older growth of like bad bacteria and yeast in our gut. That also helps us crave sugar. So you might even be noticing as we are adding in healthier foods right now that your body might be craving more sugar because we're actually getting rid of some of that bad bacteria in our body with the probiotics, with some fermented foods, with kimchi, with kombucha. So that process, too, of kind of detoxing in a very natural cleansing way. Also, the bad bacteria, it's like, no, I don't want to leave, and then it starts craving that sugar. So just be mindful that right now, you know, your body might be feeling that craving of sugar just because it's going through that transition. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to always be craving sugar. You might also be noticing maybe some breakouts on the face, pimples that maybe you haven't had pimples in a long time. It's just another way of your body actually really, really detoxing. So if this craving is really, really getting to you and if the raw cacao is, like, not helping, you know, a magnesium supplement the week before you get your period really also helps that you have to have that chocolate fix right now feeling. But the raw cacao is a really, really, really great alternative. So try that in your smoothies. You can even put it in, like, a gluten-free pancake mix or something like that if you kind of want to have it a little bit differently. You could sprinkle it on a fruit salad. You could get the cacao nib, put it with your chia seed pudding. You know, get kind of fun and a little bit creative with the chocolate. Okay, so pasta. I feel like so many of us dream about bread. This is my thing. I love crackers. I love bread. I crave I'm not a sugar craver in like the candy sense, but I crave sugar in like the bread. I like love it, the smell of it. My whole body is just like, give me right now. It's usually when we're craving carbs, it's because our blood sugar level is just unstable, and we might really even have a vitamin B deficiency as well. So it's really kind of, our hormones are really trying to kind of like feed this frenzy, this hunger frenzy. And when our blood sugar level is a little off, then it really starts creating that with breads and things a little bit more. So you might notice if you're really busy at work and you forget to eat, you automatically want like a nice big sandwich or like a piece of bread or pasta or carb. It's just your body saying you need to kind of balance that blood sugar level a little bit more. So it's not that you have to eliminate this altogether. It's just having healthier carbs, you know, like oatmeal, quinoa, buckwheat. It's gonna fill you up faster. Those quinoa flakes for breakfast are a godsend. They have tons of protein, iron, they fill you up, and they really kind of help you not crave the white carbs as much. And it's really gonna keep those blood sugar levels stable. It's gonna boost the vitamin D level, vitamin B. It's really, really gonna curb those cravings. And it's also gonna help you avoid that end of the day crash. Which actually usually results in coming home and eating a lot of carbs. excuse me. So soda. A lot of us, when our hormones are imbalanced, we crave a lot of soda. And that's from dehydration. Same with salt a little bit too. It's really, 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 it's dehydration. So there's actually salt in soda. Salt and sugar, which causes our body to crave it even more. So it's just kind of that whole, like, addictive, sweet, salty thing that pushes us to need more of it. It quenches the thirst, but then you crave it even more. And it also, most sodas have the artificial sugars in it as well, which also kind of create that whole other, like, I need this, I can't get enough of it feeling. So the alternative is if you're really craving soda a lot and you're really craving salt a lot, the best way to kind of switch it up is to increase your electrolytes in your body. So coconut water, I love coconut water. Sometimes for me, coconut water is even a little too sugary, so I'll put a little bit of water or an ice cube in it to kind of dilute it. I'll pour it into a glass. It kind of has a similar sweet taste to soda, as well as that kind of saltiness a little bit. And it's really, really hydrating, and it's going to heal damage to your body that's been done by kind of that soda. And there's also, like, carbonated water. You could put a little fruit juice mixed in, squeeze a lemon, squeeze, you know, add some fruit to it if that's going to kind of help instead of grabbing the soda. And again, the salt too, like I really encourage you to switch out the table salt and things like that, and maybe even the sea salt for the really nutrient-rich Himalayan pink salt. It's in pretty much every single supermarket. It's a little harder and coarser than regular salt. It has tons of nutrients in it to really help get your body back into balance. You put a little bit on it, you know, with your quinoa, with vegetables, you know, and that's a really, really good way to help quench that salt, that intense salt craving. Because we talked a little bit about how most of us either crave sugar or crave salt. So that's a really good way to get some healthy salt into the body. Because we do need sodium. Sodium is important for our body to keep in balance. So one that I hear sometimes, but I think some people are afraid to tell me this, which it's okay, you can tell me anything, is steak. A lot of people crave steak, and that is because of the iron deficiency in our body. And a lot of women, we metabolize iron differently than men. Even if we eat the same amount of iron-rich foods that men do, we don't absorb the iron as much as men do, so we even need more of it. So if you're really, really craving steak, you know, I really encourage you to make to try bison or lamb. Those are healthier, leaner meats, organic, grass-fed. And if you don't want to eat red meat, then maybe it's supplementing your diet with a little bit more of iron. Going to your doctor, making sure you're not iron deficient, you're not too low with that, and kind of heal with that a little bit too. So the supplement would really help if you're craving that steak all the time, and probably means that you're iron deficient, or your body just likes steak. So kind of, you know, understand, is this a craving, like I want to eat this, or is it if I don't have this right now, I feel like I might pass out or get really, really angry. And that's kind of one of those things that I see a lot of, is that intense thing. So you might be thinking that you feel some of these cravings for soda or chocolate or steak or different things, mostly the week before your period, maybe when you're stressed out. So tune into the body. Again, when anytime there's a craving, really, really tune in and ask yourself, what's been going on with my day? How am I feeling? And what is the healthier alternative that I can put into my body that will help me get back into balance as quick as possible? And that's actually kind of the best way to tune into the hormones and kind of understand, why am I craving this so much, and what can I add in that's going to help me for long term rather than that instant gratification in our body. So those are kind of like the big ones, the big things that most women crave. So just wanted to kind of check in. Any questions about that? Did that make sense for you, ladies? Do you have any thoughts, anything that you might be craving that you're like, I'm not sure why I'm craving this. Is there something I should be eating instead of what I've been eating? So I'll open it up for thoughts and questions. You guys are all unmuted.
I just want to ask again. For salt, did you say sea salt?
Is it the pink Himalayan salt is actually the best. If
okay. I have some of that. Okay.
Yeah, that has the most nutrients.
Okay. And then for coffee, what was that you said?
Oh, I probably pronounced it wrong. Let me spell it for you. It is Y-E-R-B-A-M-A-T-E, and it's a T.
Okay. And last, you said gluten, corn, dairy, sugar, and what were the other ones as far as our hormones go?
Yeah, so sugar, gluten, corn, soy, peanuts, eggs, and dairy.
Okay.
And again, that doesn't necessarily mean all seven for your body. You know, we've talked a little bit about the gluten and things like that. So for most of us, it's usually just one thing that when we eat that too much or we crave it too much, that kind of shows us that our body's feeling a little not balanced.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Awesome. So that was just like a little fun. I love learning about hormones and foods and things that we can nourish our bodies with. And I just think as women, it's so important for us to know this. I feel for so long, you know, no one really told us anything about our hormones, and we were just trying to kind of figure it out. So any questions? And this week, too, there was a handout in the module to do kind of like a self-assessment about your body. Please fill that out and then send it back to me, email it to me, and let's find a time to chat. So I do have my office hours every Monday at 4, so we can do it then. If that doesn't work with your schedule, let's find another time so I can kind of share with you some things that might be helpful for your body specifically, depending on kind of your self-assessment about your hormones. And if you've actually gotten any blood work done lately and they did your hormones and you're not sure about the numbers and things like that too, let me know, send that along to me. We can kind of sit down and kind of figure out what food your body might need a little bit more of. So please definitely do that handout and send it back to me this week. If you haven't even opened the email from this week, it's the only handout in the email this week, so there's not too much work there. So today, to kind of end our session, everyone with their pen and their paper, we're just going to start kind of really creating those really amazing thoughts about ourselves and about our body. So we're going to write little love notes. Whether you could transfer these onto little post-it notes, you could keep it in your journal, but I would like to spend the next few minutes where you're just writing down things that you love about yourself. And it doesn't necessarily have to be about your body, but it could be anything. You love your nail polish, you love your hair, you love your eyes, anything that you really love about your body. And this is just going to help us tune in again to how awesome we are and really toss out those old thoughts. And it goes along with what we've been talking about with our body story, what we were talking about with above and below the line, and just taking it even a little step further and really tuning in even more and writing it down so that we can really, really look at it. So I'm going to give you guys a few minutes to just jot things down to really connect yourself to different things. And there's no limits on this. Like, open-ended possibilities, maybe things that haven't happened yet in your life that you just, like, love and you're expecting. So I will be quiet so you guys can write, and we'll be back in a little bit. Okay, so again, you have time later to finish writing and exploring the thoughts, but I would love to hear what everyone kind of came up with, what you really love about your body, in not just a physical sense, but anything that you would like to share. So everyone's unmuted whenever you're ready. Well, I know this isn't the easiest part of our chat today. It's so much easier to talk about food and things like that. So if you feel more comfortable, you know, sharing this with your roommate, your friend, you know, family member, you know, feel free to do that instead as well. But something, you know, that I kind of shared a little bit before, you know, I never really loved my butt for some reason. And I started writing post-it notes for myself and being like, you look great. Your butt looks so great in those jeans. And I love your butt. And it really did create change in my thought pattern around my body and around my butt and around the clothes I would or wouldn't wear. And it really did make a big difference in how I treated my body with different foods I was eating, how I moved my body differently. And it helped me create a deeper level of love and respect for my body as well. So I know it's not the most comfortable thing. Nobody knows who you are. But if it's more comfortable to kind of share with a loved one, please, I just encourage you to pick one that you would like to share with somebody. Or you can come back to our Facebook group and share in our Facebook group as well. Totally up to you. And again, this week was, you know, we're really talking about hormones and really trying to continue to reduce the stress in our life, cope with it, deep breathing, and the movement really, really helps. So if you're at work, you get an email you don't like, get up, go take a quick walk, go do some deep breathing. Really keep the cortisol level in your body low so that all the hormones stay balanced. This week's challenge is all about movement, so share with me all of the amazing ways that you're moving your body this week. Continue writing those love notes. Really explore how much you love every single inch of yourself. And come share with us in the Facebook group. We've been having some fun. I don't want to force anyone to join Facebook, but for all of us that are on it, please join us, and I'm just going to open up for questions and thoughts before we end our session tonight.
Well, if it's not too late, I'll share my love note with everyone.
Sure.
So I have big legs, and they've your story kind of inspired me to share this. So. And I've always been self-conscious about it, and I actually think it was a session I had done with you that we had to write down, like, five parts of us that we loved or didn't. I can't remember exactly, but so, yes, my legs. And now I've changed my thinking into that they're, instead of they're just big legs, they're strong legs. Like, I hike with these legs. I did a half marathon with these legs. So I turned that body part that I was always self-conscious into, and I changed my thinking into what they have done for me.
I love that. I love that you say, like, they're strong and that you go hiking and running, and that's so much more empowering. That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
That's so beautiful, too. I would love if you feel comfortable sharing in the Facebook group, too, that if that feels comfortable. But that's such a beautiful transition. I love that. Yeah, and, you know, I just love the sense of empowerment. And, you know, I feel like every time I get to speak with you ladies, too, I feel it, and I see it in your voices, and I hear it in your voices, and just things changing and just feeling so much better in your body. So I love it. I'm so grateful for all of you, and I'm so thankful that you were here with me this evening. And again, book time with me with our my office hours and really kind of look at that hormone questionnaire and kind of see how your body's feeling and see if I can help you in any other way possible. So thank you all so much for joining me this evening. I really, really look forward to speaking with you this week, and have a beautiful, wonderful, amazing week. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.